Hello, this is Magdalena Portman, and today I would like to talk about time. It is related to the post from last week when I was talking about becoming still. But time is quite an interesting topic. Just see how we talk about time. Listen to what people say, and you will also listen to what you say, like, I don't have enough time. Oh, I don't know where the time is going. The time is going too fast. It takes too much time. There is never enough time. Time is running away from me. We talk about time as if it were something that has an entity of its own, that is something nothing much to do with us, that somehow has a life of its own. And often it looks like we never have enough time. But sometimes you also hear yourself say, I take my time, or I give it enough time, or I have enough time. So, that suggests to me that somehow or other, time has something to do with what we make of it and with it. Sometimes we rush around and we never stop, and then it feels as if we are forever chasing the time, as if time was running away from us. But in fact, we are the ones who keep running away from it. We don't take enough time. We don't give ourselves enough time. So think about it. Time is something that you make. Time is something that you give yourself. Something yet you make a decision about. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? Say, for instance, you want to do something and you roughly know that it will take some time to do this. And if you give it enough time, you won't have to rush. Or if you have to go to the station and you know that it takes roughly 10 minutes and you give yourself 12 or 13 or 14 minutes, you don't have to rush. Or if you start the job and you don't really know how much time it will take, the only way you will get that job done is to simply give it the time it takes. Or take the time it takes. Everything we do, if we stay with it and if we give it the time it takes and we work at it quietly, not trying to be somewhere else, then time changes. Then we feel as if we have enough time. We feel as if we don't have to rush. If we stay quiet and we don't be pulled about from one place to another, or by our thoughts that we should be doing this or that we should be doing that, we just stay with it and we take the time. We stay quiet and we stay freer. We get less stressed, less tense, and it feels as if time has become longer, as if suddenly there is more of it, instead of it becoming shorter and scarcer. So tell yourself to take the time, to give yourself time, to stay with it and be quiet, and see how time changes for you. See what difference it makes in your life. Take your time, give yourself time.